Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. On day 38, a very special day in our Year of the Bible journey through Holy Scripture, because on day 38, we are beginning the book of Numbers. We're on the third book of the five books of Moses. I mean, we're on the third book of the Bible, but we divide them up different ways. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are called the Pentateuch, the books of Moses, and we are now starting Numbers. And I've made no secret of the fact that I'm a convert to Leviticus. I've much more impressed with it than I thought, gotten much more out of it than I thought I would. That said, don't really mind that we're starting the book of Numbers. I know a little bit about Numbers already, unlike Leviticus, which I didn't know nearly as much about. I just saw one of you on the street, waved. Numbers is a travelogue. The theme song of the book of Numbers is "On the Road Again." On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. And they couldn't wait to get on the road again. And then once they are on the road, they didn't like it so much. If you have ever been on a road trip, with children, either with children or as a child, then you will know. I just saw one of my clergy colleagues. Suburban Square is the place to be on a Thursday afternoon. Road trip, then this is going to sound very significant. However, because it's adults, not children, both the complaining is worse and the consequences are worse. But we will get to all those things in due course. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and now Numbers. It's kind of this Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers thing is kind of a continual story here. So when Numbers begins, when it starts, the people of Israel, the Israelites under the leadership of Moses, are there still camped at Mount Sinai, camped like around Mount Sinai. So they've left Egypt. They've gone south down the Sinai Peninsula, down and another in the bottom towards right around Mount Sinai, and they're getting ready to go on what should be a two-week what should be about a two-week journey to the Promised Land. But when it opens, Numbers 1 and 2, short reading for today, Numbers 1 and 2, we have the reason that the whole book is called Numbers, which is that they enumerate, the book enumerates all the people of Israel. In the Christian church, we call it the book of Numbers, and have, since the beginning, the Hebrew name is in the wilderness after the first words of the book. You could also call it "On the Road Again" if that's what you wanted to. But the thing that they've got to do here at the beginning is get organized. All right. So organization, disorganization, reorganization are kind of the three movements of the book. And so this one is organization. They're getting organized. And so what they do is this gigantic census. Now, a thing to note about this is they've gotten, like, there are a lot of them. Right, there are a whole lot of them, and there they are, and they're being organized into their ancestral houses, right, into their clans. They may have left as a mob, right? I mean, I don't mean mob in a negative sense, just like they were escaping from Egypt. They kind of all went in the crowd. They didn't have time to get in order. But now it's time. They're going to be on the march, you know. And on their way to the Promised Land, they are quite likely going to meet up with enemies that are going to, they're going to need to, unfortunately, have a conflict with. So they need to get organized. And so Moses organizes them according to their tribes. The way he organizes them is interesting and worthy of note, because what he does is he sets the tabernacle, Remember the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, the place where God is meeting his people, sets the tabernacle right in the middle, right in the middle of the camp. Now, this is the camp that's going to move around, right? It's going to move around for at least 2 weeks. Turns out it's 40 years, 40 some odd years. But it's going to move around. So they set this tabernacle in the very middle of the camp. And then Moses organizes the clans around the tabernacle according to like the cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west. So like some group, I guess it's three of them in the north, three of them to the south, three of them to the east, three of them to the west. The Levites are not one of those 12 groups. I mean, they are, but they're not part of this because the Levites are solely committed to the tabernacle. So they're the ones that are going to be closest to the tabernacle. And they're going to sort of camp right around it. And so Ephraim and Manasseh get divided up from Joseph. They get divided up. And so now there's 12 again, which is all very nice. And there they camp, and they camp around the tabernacle. Now look, it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take an amazing explicator of scripture to say, isn't that a nice picture of human organization? Not only, you know, sort of human social organization, although that is also true, but just individual organization, right? If you are going to order your life, and ordering is good, you don't have to have an ordered life when you're a baby. But as you get older, sort of order is how you get things done. Order is how Israel's going to get things done, right? It's how it's going to get moving. And so understanding that you're going to have to organize your life, organizing it around the tabernacle, right? Organizing it around the presence of God, that's a good thing to do. That's a really good thing to do. It keeps the thing that's the most important, the most important. It keeps the thing that should be in the center, in the center. And it provides for order in a world that can be disordered. I mean, the Israelites were going to take off. They're about to take off. So there is movement. It's not like they're just sitting in one place. There's going to be movement. There's going to be you know, interior struggles, I mean, interior to the group, but even more than that, it's, you know, they're going to encounter all kinds of people. They don't know who it's going to be. They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know, you know, how's the food situation going to go? Or are they going to keep getting the manna and everything? Like, what's going to happen? But as they go through all of that, right, as they sort of go on their journey and they encounter challenges and they receive blessings and all this, it's all going to be done in a way that is centered around God's presence with them. And I dare say that, my friends, is a good way to live, with God's presence at the very middle. I had figured out a really cool way to keep my phone attached to the visor of the car, but that didn't work anymore. So anyway, lots to say about numbers. I'm going to leave it there for now. All I would say was, I mean, I would commend to you, that Bible Project video, sort of like Introduction to Numbers. It's really good and really helpful. I'm also going to, if I can figure out how to do it, put up a map, that shows sort of, the going south in the Sinai Peninsula from Egypt and then back up, not back up, sort of, I guess they went from Egypt southeast and then down, and then they're going to go northeast again. So anyway, lots to do. It's a travelogue. Their time in the wilderness, it's going to be good stuff. Called Numbers because it's a census. Why do you need to... there's not going to be an exam on all of these names. You're not going to have to remember all those names. However, the names are. Why include the names? Why include the names at all? Because it's important. Because people are important. Because they're both Israel, the nation, and they're all these individuals. Issachar and all of them. They're all these individuals who are important.
you know, one of the things that has been said before, right, is, you know, one of the great things about the Gospels, that Jesus knows your name, right? That Jesus is alive and he loves you and he knows your name. And this is a way of sort of showing, you know, Jesus has known your name even before his nativity, right? God is keeping track of all these people. And here's a great quote that I heard the other day. God loves you as if you are the only one around to love. Isn't that wonderful? God loves you as if you're the only one around to love, as if there's no one else to be loved except for you. That's so much. And so that's one of the reasons that we record all of these names, or Moses recorded all of these names. We might sort of glaze over a little bit when we look at all of them. But what if your name was there, you know? Or like, what if your family's name was there? Not even your name, but sort of like your family name plus maybe like your earliest, you know, ancestor or whatever. That'd be kind of cool. So they're all recorded there, but don't worry, there's not going to be an exam on them. There are two censuses. Anyway, there's a census here, and then there's a census about two-thirds of the way through. And that's why it's called the Book of Numbers. Census, journey, and all that kind of stuff. All right. I'm very excited to start the Book of Numbers, as you can see. And it's gonna be good stuff. I feel like the Israelites are on their way. All right, let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Happy reading. Keep the Lord at the center, and everything will be all right. Talk to you tomorrow.